USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Washington Post earned U.S. President Joe Biden little sympathy with a piece claiming that the increasing vulgar taunts are on another level compared to the usual insults politicians face. The Post goes deeper than this, detailing the divisive response Biden recently faced when visiting his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania. The current eruption of anti-Biden signs and chants, the Post piece claims, is far more vulgar and widespread than the heated responses recent presidents such as Donald Trump and Barack Obama have faced. In the wake of California's wildfires, upwards of 10,000 trees, weakened by fires, drought, disease, or age, must be removed, work that will keep a nearby highway closed to visitors who seek the world's two largest sequoia trees. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.